Another refugee crisis underway. More than 400,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar as the military has launched a deadly crackdown against them. About 400 have been killed so far by soldiers. Killings began after an attack against the military in the first place. Here's one bloke who's fled.
We were six people in our family. Now there's just three of us left. They killed my father, one of the girls, and my husband.
More than half of those who have fled have arrived in Bangladesh. Kiwi Jared Behrens is a Senior Director of Operations and Resource Management for World Vision in Bangladesh and is with us. Good morning.
Morning, Mike. How are you today?
Well, thank you. How bad is it?
Yeah, things are pretty bad here in Bangladesh. We have around 400,000 refugees from Myanmar that have fled across the border in the last 3 weeks or so. So the situation is pretty dire. These people have fled violence, and so they're now in Bangladesh with very little. And essentially, they need shelter, they need food, and they need medical assistance.
What resources are required, and do you have them?
I mean, with a population of refugees this size, massive resources are required. These people need to be put in clean shelters, they need to have fresh drinking water, they need latrines, etc. So the resources needed are huge. At this point, aid agencies like ourselves, like the UN, we're starting to call on people to provide us resources so we can do our job of providing assistance.
What sort of state are they in?
Yeah, people are very scared. I mean, they recently left a relatively violent situation. They have fled. Many of them are injured, and many of them have walked, you know, for 2 or 3 days. And half of those 400,000 people are children. And we know children are always the most vulnerable in any situation. So these are children who are traumatized. These are children who are hungry, who need an education. They are not in a good state.
What's brought this on now? Why now, and why in such numbers? Why the crackdown?
Well, I think it was reported on the news, like everybody knows, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think around August the 25th, there was a large spike in violence in the northern part of Myanmar in Rakhine State. And so that essentially has caused people to fled across the border into Bangladesh.
Are governments involved? Is Myanmar involved at all, or Bangladesh?
I mean, the governments are involved. They're looking at a political and a long-term solution. But I work for World Vision, and we're a humanitarian organization, and we're here to keep people alive. That's our focus. And we'll do all we can to support the government to alleviate the suffering of these children and families.
Wish you well, Jared Behrens out of Bangladesh for us this morning.